Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So if you're thinking about getting married, you might actually want to listen to that little voice in the back of your head. A new study in the journal Science examined more than 100 newlyweds and found that people's gut feelings about each other, feelings they couldn't or wouldn't verbalize, were actually pretty good predictors of how happy their marriage would be 4 years later. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of the Common Health blog here at Here and Now Network contributor WBUR, joins us. And Carrie, okay, we all have gut feelings about our partners. So what is this study actually showing?
Well, first of all, this study looked at something that was very specific. It was these attitudes that are so deep, so unconscious and automatic that we may not even know we have them, but they do turn up on a kind of a test that experimental psychologists have been using for years that can measure reaction times down to the millisecond.
Okay, so take me through the science. How can reaction times reveal unconscious attitudes?
Right, good question. So here's how the study worked. Say you're a newlywed. You sit at a keyboard with your fingers on two special keys, one labeled good and one labeled bad, and you're told that when you see a good word, say awesome, press the good key. And when you see a bad word, say awful, press the bad key. So you do that for a few minutes, and then the researchers start showing you photos of your new spouse very, very briefly before you see the good or the bad word. And the idea is that the photo of your spouse is activating these automatic attitudes that you don't even know that you have. And so if your attitude is super positive, then when you're supposed to press the good key, like when you see the word awesome, you're going to do it even faster. But when you have to respond to the bad word, like awful, then having seen this photo of your spouse, you're going to do it even slower. So the study found that these tiny differences of up to maybe like a second or so in reaction times were actually good predictors of how happy you would be 4 years later.
Except, aren't most people completely in love with their would-be spouses at, you know, when they're going to get married? They're at the peak of their love, perhaps?
Yes, they absolutely are. But the question is whether the love will last, whether it will persist once you start facing the many challenges that real-life relationships are going to throw at you. So the lead researcher on this study, Jim McNulty, who's a psychology professor at Florida State, he has a theory that these deep unconscious attitudes, if they're highly positive, can keep you from getting as sort of bogged down in the negative changes that will inevitably come. And he says now what he wants to work on is how to bolster these deep emotions in order to help relationships.
Question is, can you strengthen somebody's automatic attitude towards their partner? And we're interested in moving in that direction because I think that kind of experimental evidence would show that these automatic attitudes are really having a causal influence, and then they would also provide a potential therapeutic intervention.
But of course, being able to influence those attitudes is quite a way off. For now, we're kind of left with accentuate the positive.
Okay, so can people take this test before they get married?
Right, that was my first question. The answer is no. Professor McNulty says it's just way too early. It's not a perfect predictor. It could be really misleading. So I asked him what he does hope people will take away from his results. And he says, sorry, it's an old cliche, but get in touch with your feelings.
There's some evidence that people can access their automatic feelings, their immediate gut level reactions. And so if people do that and they feel that there are some doubts, I think probably the best thing to do would be to go talk to a professional, because it's not certain that a person with doubts is going to be unhappy.
And Meghna, I'm living proof of that. I actually had quite a few doubts when I got married, and I'd say I'm very happily married now.
Okay, well, good. One piece of living proof, and I'm sure there are many others out there. And I take the point about, you know, go get some help if you need it.
Yes.
Carrie Goldberg is a health reporter and co-host of the Common Health blog at WBUR. Carrie, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.